You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. On November 6th, Michigan voters will decide whether to amend the state constitution and require utilities to produce 25% of the state's electricity from renewable sources by the year 2025. It's known as the 25 by 25 ballot proposal. The measure has its fair share of supporters and opponents, and there are some environmentalists among those who want to see the ballot proposal fail. Our guest this morning is among them. Jeff Gibbs is a documentary filmmaker and longtime collaborator of Michael Moore. He's worked on such films as Bowling for Columbine, Fahrenheit 9/11, and he has co-produced At the Edge of the World about the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Additionally, he's currently working on a documentary about forest health, energy, biofuels, water quality, and global warming. Prior to becoming a filmmaker, Jeff was a writer specializing in environmental issues for such publications as the Detroit Free Press, the Huffington Post, and Mother Earth News. Now he is also leader of a fledgling group of environmentalists who stand in opposition to the 25 by 25 ballot proposal. Jeff Gibbs, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Good to be here.
Well, is it fair to say that being a self-professed environmentalist who is opposed to 25 by 25, you've become somewhat unpopular with some of the state's biggest environmental groups?
The odd thing is that most environmental groups, when you talk to the people individually, they're not only opposed, but deeply opposed to biomass energy. And I'm not sure, I wasn't even opposed to it until I looked into it and found out what it was, you know, all about. So,
well, there is the center of your opposition to 25 by 25, biomass. What is your primary concern?
If this was just solar and wind, you know, I wouldn't be worrying about that. I'd be making my film and walking through the woods and, you know, having a happy day. But my opposition to biomass is because we've sort of got this idea, because I burned wood for many years, and you know, we all love trees and a campfire and a wood stove, that somehow burning wood would be sustainable. But at an industrial scale, it's not sustainable at all. In fact, our forests in Michigan haven't even recovered from the first cutting of them 100, 150 years ago. That's how long it takes forests to restore themselves. And one of the things that people don't know about burning biomass is that it's generally not waste wood. There are some small operations, like a pulp mill, that might have a biomass burner next to their pulp mill.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, you need to chip up whole trees, and you need to heavily cut or clear cut to get enough wood to run an industrial-sized biomass power plant. Well, burning wood actually emits twice as much CO2 as burning coal, because wood is a big block of stuff with a little bit of energy in it. And in the biomass plants, they're actually burning green wood, which, if you ever had a campfire, is even more smoky and more polluting. Burning wood also emits a lot of particulates, more even than coal. And particulates are one of the worst things for human health. In fact, in Vermont, where they're way down the green energy road, the McNeil biomass plant is the largest source of pollution and climate change CO2 in the state. And the American Lung Association of Vermont told me that Vermont has the highest rate of asthma in the country.
Well, we certainly have our fair share in Southeast Michigan as well. But not all biofuels come from wood.
Not all biofuels come from wood, but electrical generation is typically done with wood.
And what impact 20, 25 years down the road would that have on Michigan's forestation?
It's already having an impact. I had an existing person associated with our current biomass plants. There's one, there's a couple around Cadillac, there's one near Flint. They're all over the state, but people are unaware of them. Tell me that he supported our efforts to fight biomass because they were already having trouble getting enough wood and trees to supply their plant here. One plant that was proposed for Traverse City was only going to provide about 10 megawatts of electricity, maybe enough for 10 big box stores, but it was going to get wood from a 7,000-square-mile area. The Sierra Club calculated that a proposed biofuels biomass plant would provide 0.02% of Michigan's gasoline, or the U.S.'s gasoline needs, but it would use 8% of our forests in Michigan for this one plant. So if you scale that up and you had 10 of those plants, it would use all of Michigan's forest growth and not even provide 0.1% of our energy needs.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my guest this morning is environmentalist, filmmaker, and writer Jeff Gibbs. We're talking about his opposition to the 25 by 25 ballot proposal that would mandate Michigan utilities produce 25% of electricity from renewable energy sources by the year 2025. Now, Jeff, if 25 by 25 were to pass, how much of the electricity produced would actually come from biofuels? Is it going to be that great of an expansion?
Great question, David. Yeah. First of all, it is already on a large scale. People just don't know about it. 30% of our current renewable energy comes from biomass plants that already exist. 35% comes from hydroelectric, and a much smaller part from other sources. The thing that made me most concerned about this is that I started to look into 25 by 25, thinking again it was going to be wind and solar, mostly. But as soon as I saw the word biomass, I said, that's interesting. So I looked at the National 25 by 25 website, and everyone on the board is biomass and biofuels, almost everyone. Then I heard in Michigan people say, oh, it's not going to be much biomass. So I looked at the jobs and energy report, and indeed, it was produced by the biomass and ethanol department at Michigan State. One of the lead authors is a biomass proponent. In the document, biomass and biofuels and waste energy being about half the jobs are going to be produced, and it shows a graph with the long-term biomass jobs tripling in the state. It's funny, look on the website, and it's wind and solar, but as you dig into it, biomass is indeed a huge part of this, David.
And it is in part about job creation and so-called green jobs, and your contention is these are not green jobs.
Well, first the jobs have to do, first they have to amount to a good. This all started not because of jobs, but because we wanted to save the planet from climate change and have local energy. But one of the things with burning trees is that it also takes away potential jobs in furniture making, house building, paper products, that sort of thing. And if you thought about what would create the most jobs with our forests, it's tourism, and also just the direct jobs using the forest products directly if we're going to have logging rather than burning them for energy.
Is this biofuel concern part of a larger concern of yours for the manner in which we're approaching energy policy?
Yeah, one of my problems, generally speaking, with this is feels to me like instead of having a real debate about the real issues with all of our energy options, I'm not a fan of coal, I'm not a fan of fossil fuels. We've got a big problem that we're facing, and putting this into the Constitution to force this on the people is not the way to go. We need to have a debate about how much energy solar can produce. Wind can produce. A debate about biomass, and we've not had that debate.
And, of course, to overturn this, if put into place, it would take two-thirds of the state legislature, which is usually unlikely.
That's going to be difficult. And I have no proof of this, but my sense is, since we oppose biomass in Michigan, Massachusetts just recently ruled that biomass is no longer to be considered renewable energy. They're fighting it in Vermont. It feels like an end run around the opposition to biomass and ethanol to get these mandates through.
Is it not acceptable to you that even those who understand there are some concerns about biomass are saying we have to start somewhere, let's get this on the books and work through the issues as we move forward?
David, we all started out, those of us who are environmentalists, most of us grew up thinking that we wanted to save the forests. We understood that if our forests were harmed, we're in some trouble. And I think we're in some trouble climate-wise. Our forests are not even that healthy. And if we continue to assault them with another round of logging and shipping them and burning them, we're actually harming the climate, harming the environment. And if burning trees and garbage is green energy, what would be dirty energy? It's a sad commentary on where we've gotten to, that we're willing to permit basically the dirtiest forms of burning of all in the names of going green.
So what will you be doing between now and November 6th to put out your position and get voters to think of voting no?
Honestly, David, I'm debating that because it's right now there's very large money on both sides of this, and I'm just a single person and a few friends and allies. We have no funding, and I'd actually like to hear from people. They want to have a further conversation about this because I can't fight it alone.
Well, why don't you give us that information?
My email is jeffgibbstc@gmail.com. You can also, for more information about this, go to my Huffington Post article. Just Google Jeff Gibbs, Green Nightmare, Biomass. And I think this is a discussion that we need to have. And I sympathize with the environmental groups, with the utilities, with everyone, because we've got some really tough choices here. And we need to slow down and have some real conversations.
That is environmentalist, filmmaker, and writer Jeff Gibbs. He opposes the 25x25 renewable energy ballot proposal to be decided by Michigan voters in November. Next week, our guest will be Mike Schreiberg. He is the education director for the Graham Environmental Sustainability Institute, and he stands in support of the 25x25 proposal. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Morning Edition each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.